our next guest claims he wants to see as a new trend in cooking. It's called Chew Cooking. In a 5-minute film on YouTube, a woman called Reva Godfrey prepares a turkey for stuffing, but each ingredient, including an onion, celery, garlic and butter, she chews and then spits into a bowl. Then she stuffs the turkey with it. We put a link on our website if you think your stomach is strong enough. On the line is the man who made that film, Nathan Sedia. Nathan, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean.
Now, the film that you've made, is it art? Is it an instructional cooking video? What's your intention behind it?
My intention is to bring food back to its origins and to get people to think a bit more about where their food's coming from. And to also, I think people have become a bit disillusioned with how much food they're seeing on social media. And I don't know, I don't think people are cooking anymore. I think they're watching and sitting on their couches. And not really consuming in the way food was supposed to be consumed, you know.
And that
was my intention, to right. get people excited again in food.
And what is the way that food is supposed to be, intended to be consumed then, do you think?
Originally, as cavemen, we intended to consume food in a way where we prepared it ourselves. And we really were like, we really became a part of that meal. And I feel like nowadays people have all these fancy utensils and they don't even use half of them. And they sit in the kitchen unused, and then when they do use them, they end up cutting their fingers or, you know, like screwing something up because they've put too many, measurements in their blender the wrong way. So, you know, I just want it to become more simple, more easy and more user friendly.
Yeah, and so in the video that you made, and it's 5 minutes long, the finished piece, how long did that all take to do, though? Because Reva, the woman in the film, chews through a lot of different vegetables.
Yeah, so we shot the film in one day, but we actually shot 2 episodes, so there's another episode to come. I won't tell you what food we're cooking just yet, because I'll leave that for the surprise, but let's just say there's a lot of meat and a lot of chewing and pulling, and yeah, it's an exciting one.
Right, okay, but say if someone were to copy the video that you made in chewing all that all those vegetables up and then mushing them together and sticking them in a turkey, how long would that take, the chewing part of it?
The chewing part is just like cutting up. Either way, I think it's probably quicker than using all the tools you have at home, because you're just using one utensil and that utensil is your mouth.
Right. Okay. Is it? And you know, for instance, she chews on a raw onion. Now, I can't even cut an onion without tears flooding out of my eyes. That might be difficult for a lot of people.
Difficult, yes, but, she has a glass of wine with her and she rinses that out and it makes it a lot easier. And, I don't know, the tougher you get with onion, like, the better you get at it. So just like, I don't know, I would just say try it, and if you don't like it, move on to the next vegetable.
Now, you all sat down and you ate the meal afterwards. Did it taste any different to, you know, if that stuffing mixture had been cut up with a knife?
Well, I would say that it tasted more like a home-cooked meal. I felt like, you know, if someone's cooking you in that way, you actually really become closer in either friendship or relationship. And it was a beautiful experience. And I would say that if you would go eat this meal, like, in a restaurant, you don't know what's happened to it. So maybe the chef is chewing bits of ingredients up and putting it into your meal. You just never know.
No, you don't know. Now, a lot of people here in the office watched it. Nobody felt closer to the food. Most people felt like throwing up. Was there any point at which Reva threw up or nearly threw up? Because it was once or twice, it looked kind of borderline to me.
Well, she never threw up, and it was an experience. But as it moved on from onion to garlic to butter, she actually became more and more comfortable. And by the end of it, like, she could have put anything in her mouth and she would have been fine.
Right. Okay. And now, is this something you... You know, apart from as you outlined the point you're trying to make with the film, is this something that you seriously think people might adopt as a style of cooking?
Yeah, well, I just think, like, for me, I don't like knives. I think they're dangerous. And, you know, I know that cooking in schools and cooking in prisons becomes dangerous with sharp utensils or things that people can take and injure themselves with. So I think it'd be great to introduce it into those kind of situations and make cooking a bit safer and a bit more user-friendly.
Right, okay. People presumably cut themselves with knives because they're not being careful enough, rather than it's the knife itself.
Yeah, well, for instance, my friend cut his finger open the other day with an avocado. And I know thousands of people go to the emergency every year because of avocado. So, they try to go for the pip and miss and hit their finger. So if everyone was just to bite the pip out with their teeth, there'd be thousands less trips to the ER, and all the money saved would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Go back into the system.
Is avocado-related injuries, is that a huge issue?
Yeah, I think it's a big issue. I'm sure if we look at the stats on it, it'd be big. Like, everyone knows someone that's cut their finger trying to take the pip out of an avocado.
Mm. Now, well, clearly Reva has a lovely set of teeth, but for people perhaps who don't have a nice set of teeth or have false teeth, this might be difficult for them to do.
Yeah, I think if you're at the stage of false teeth, you're probably at the stage of you're blending your food in the blender. But that's not to say you don't have people around you that can help you out.
Now, as you said, you've made a second video. Is there any limit to this? Could one bake using this method, for instance?
Sure, of course. Even if you were to, like, mill your own flour or something like that, everything's possible. Before we had all this, when we were, cavemen doing it all by ourselves, we made everything possible, and we used the tools that we had around us. And, if you want to bake a cake, if you want to make a pie, if you want to make a salad, an omelette, it's all possible. And it's here, and it's always been here, and it's in our mouth.
Are there any concerns that you might have, Nathan, about passing on disease? Because some researchers have found that, if you do chew food, if you pre-masticate food, there's a range of diseases one could pass on.
Well, for instance, if I was to, kiss my girlfriend after eating a meal, I think it's a very similar thing. I think that, as a mother's feeding their children because they can't chew their food, they're not, killing their babies. And I feel like, like birds and like nature, they do it all the time, and it's just a natural thing. And I think, like, if we were to go back to nature and go back to, being like a mother and feeding their child, that's all like natural and beautiful things. So, I don't think we have to be worried at all. I think we should be excited.
In nature, some animals eat their young.
Yes. Well, I know that praying mantises, they have sex and then they eat the male afterwards. So, it can go far, but.
Yeah, so not everything in nature is so great, really, if we were just to take that as a root standard for everything.
Not everything in nature is great, but I think when we look back to technology and what we need to do to become better at what we're doing, we always need to look back to nature, because that's the best form of any, development.
So you've made a second video. Are you going to continue on with a series of these?
Yes, I've got about 50 recipes already written up, and I'm speaking to people at the moment now who'd like to create YouTube channels and things like that with me, and we'll just see what happens. But all I know is that I'd love to get this to become more of a revolution, and maybe even partner with people like Jamie Oliver or something to get it out to the masses.
Has anyone in that line of work contacted you with an interest in doing it?
I haven't had anyone who wants to actually do the show with me yet, just people who would like to partner maybe in, say, YouTube channels. But I've also got, a lot of press and people wanting to hear the story and just see how it goes. But either way, with or without, it'll get made.
Yeah. And are all your planned videos, are they all going to be with Reva, or are going to use different people?
At the moment, it's with Reva. She's really good and she is very natural, and we work well together. And, and maybe we'll have guest appearances with other maybe celebrities or, people that are influential towards the food industry or other industries that want to, donate their mouth to a good cause.
Mm. Is Reva an actress? Is she a cook? And did she do much kind of, rehearsal for this? Because she seems to be talking about things she likes to chew and what parts of her mouth she likes to chew it with.
Reva's a very good friend of mine that just shares the same passion with food as I do. And working together over the last few years, we've realized that we both share a passion for bringing food into a sort of a new era where people are, not afraid to do what they want to do and express what they want to express. And she's amazing. She has no fear, and that's what you need when you want to cook a meal.
Have you got much in the way of negative reaction to this? People who are disgusted by it?
you're always going to receive positive and negative reactions no matter what you put out into the world, but mostly positive. People are starting to think a bit more, and people are starting to realize that, you know, maybe I can do something in a different way, or like instead of looking in food in this like one central way all this time, you know, you can step outside your comfort zone and realize that, you know, there's maybe other ways to do things. And I think that's great.
Mm. And this is serious. You're not taking the piss here.
All cooking is serious. You know, food keeps us alive. So, you know, something that keeps us alive has to be serious. So, yeah.
Nathan Sedia is a filmmaker and director. Nathan, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.